You're free now. Free to stream beyond your wildest dreams. Free to be everything you imagine, and then some. That's how it feels to have Quantum Fiber. Your world unleashed. Learn more at quantumfiber.com. Limited availability. Service in select locations only.
Good morning. KSL News Time is 8 o'clock. This is Utah's Morning News. I'm Tim Hughes.
And I'm Amanda Dixon. KSL's top story this hour.
The man accused of intentionally causing several hit and runs in the Salt Lake Valley is now being investigated in three other potential cases.
KSL News Radio's Adam Small is live with details. Adam?
Amanda, the Summit County Sheriff's Office confirms that they're investigating whether or not OnFam could have been behind the wheel of a hit and run in Park City 1 week before he was arrested in Salt Lake City in March. And in a statement, Salt Lake County District Attorney Sim Gill told KSL TV that they are screening potential charges for Pham in two hit and runs, one on 13th East and 9th South, the other that was caught on doorbell video on T Street and the Avenues that we first covered here for you on KSL News Radio. Pham has already been charged with multiple counts of attempted murder and four hit and runs dating back to August. To date, he's been at minimum investigated for seven different hit and runs. Live, Adam Small, KSL News Radio.
Utah, turns out, is number three in the country for fatal construction zone car crashes. That's according to a new study. KSL News Radio's Peter Johnston is live with the details. Peter?
Tim, I've been lucky not to encounter any work zones on my drive out here this morning, but fatal car crashes in construction zones are going up all around the country. Between 2012 and 2021, the number jumped by over half. The Lending Tree study looks at a decade of crash data from the National Highway Transportation Safety Administration, and it's showing that nearly 80 people died in Utah in these work zones, putting the state behind only Texas and Nebraska on the list. Passengers and drivers were usually the ones to die in these wrecks. It's not for lack of legal rules against this, though, because Utah and these other states have laws that aim to slow drivers down. And UDOT has given reports about people who continue to, in their words, go too fast past their workers out in the field. Reporting live from Salt Lake City, Peter Johnston, KSL News Radio.
Four people are recovering in the hospital after a multi-vehicle crash involving a semi-truck on U.S. 6. The driver of the semi is in critical condition. The highway was blocked for several hours. This comes just one day after a six-year-old girl was killed on the highway.
KSL's top national stories this hour. The Israeli Defense Forces say the largest number of humanitarian aid trucks since October, more than 400, have entered the Gaza Strip. But there's increasing fear that a pause in the fighting could lay the groundwork for future military action.
Gaza's second largest city, now unrecognizable. After months of Israeli bombardment, residents returning to the destruction after the IDF withdrew all its combat units from Khan Yunis. Palestinians describing the trail of devastation left behind. Homes crushed and burned, overturned cars and trucks littering what used to be streets. This woman says her house is now a mountain of debris. Despite pulling ground forces from southern Gaza, the Israeli military saying this war is not over.
That's ABC's Brooke Clennett reporting from Israel.
Family members with loved ones being held captive by Hamas got a private audience at the Vatican with Pope Francis. And family member Ashley Waxman-Bakshi says the Pope did not hold back.
Evil. He called them bad guys and evil. And he was very clear that the hostages need to come home. I think, you know, we can all agree.
She also described the Pope as warm and welcoming.
Chinese-Russian relations are stronger than ever as the foreign minister of both nations meet in Beijing.
Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi hailing the bilateral relationship, saying their close ties are hard-won and deserve to be carefully maintained. His Russian counterpart Sergei Lavrov's trip comes amid Moscow's grinding war in Ukraine and an ongoing effort to align their foreign policies against the U.S. and its allies. Wang says his country would support the convening of an international meeting, recognizing by both Russia and Ukraine, in which all parties could participate equally. Tom Rivers, ABC News at the Foreign Desk.
Double amputee Sam Matangi traveled to Ukraine to help wounded soldiers adapt to new prosthetics. He tells KSL TV he wanted to help new amputees find simple success stories.
We were trying to bring them a sense of independence. It kind of put me back in my spot where I was. They're going to succeed and be more happier.
Matangi says regaining independence helps us know why we're here on the earth.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.